Though now we're going to be putting a bit of a pause on the music and taking a bit of change in tack. Because, you know, do you love film, music, food, philosophical debates, workshops, magic, flowers, Play-Doh, and staying up late? Well, you are going to love the Mopoke Festival. That is on the 4th and the 5th of February for 24 hours right here in Sydney. Situated in Macquarie Street and the surrounds, this festival sounds amazing. We have right now on the air Vincent Hernandez, the director of BBR Experimental Agency, to tell us all about it. Good morning, Vincent. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. Very good, and you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Very glad you could join us this morning. Now, for the Mopoke Festival, I had a chat a couple of weeks ago about the Bush and Bowl, one of the workshops that's going to be available. So I definitely know that there's plenty on offer at Mopoke. It's a very exciting time.
But it is a very exciting festival.
For those of us that don't know about it, could you please give us an overview of what we can expect at the Mopoke Festival?
Yeah, sure. Look, Mopoke is the first of its kind in Australia. It's a 24-hour straight like festival, and there is just so much going on. It's about art, it's about culture, it's about bringing people together. It's entirely free, and from the Hyde Park Barracks to the State Library of New South Wales, the Domain, St. Mary's Cathedral, the Australian Museum. On the weekend of the 4th and the 5th of February, the buildings will remain open. So the State Library will be open till 11. The Art Gallery of the South Wales will be open till 11. Cathedral will be open till 11, and so on. And we're going to have a lot of things happening on the streets. There's so many different artists coming, performers. It's a big celebration of art, culture, and it's happening on the street and inside the building. And there's so many things. So I really invite people to have a look at our website, which is mopoksydney.com.au, because there is so much happening over that weekend that it's worth having a check.
And for that, even though there's going to be so much that you can just like stumble upon if you're walking about in the area, there's also going to be opportunities to learn and get involved. I understand there are going to be like some workshops on offer. What kind of workshops are available for us to attend?
Yeah, look, there is a lot. So the Hyde Park Barracks is going to host an art fair, and most of the artists that would be exhibiting at the art fair would be also organizing workshops. So you're going to be able to learn how to paint, how to sculpt. You're going to be able to try some fluid art that glows in the dark. And on the mean side, which is going to be transformed into a glow-in-the-dark native garden, Bushtable is going to offer some workshops around like native food, plants, demonstration of cooking. There's also some flower workshop where you can basically learn how to craft and use some of the native plants. So there's a lot happening, and some of those workshops will be taking place from 6 p.m. till midnight, and some others on the Sunday would be running all day. We even have a philosophers club debating on the new AI technology, and so there's a little bit for everyone.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that chat GPT is certainly a bit fishy. But yeah, definitely interesting to see what discussions come about from that. For that, it is a 24-hour festival, so there's going to be a lot spilling in from when the sun goes down. But for what's going on during the day, is this can like the whole family attend? Is there going to be stuff for like the kids as well, for families that want to come out?
Yeah, definitely. So the festival, like you said, kicks off at 6 p.m. on the Saturday, which is a little bit different. But even from there, you're going to have the cinema would be running. It's entirely free. It runs for 24 hours. And there are movies that are really kid-friendly in there as well. We have a giant Play-Doh garden set up on Macquarie Street. The Play-Doh will be glowing in the dark. And we invite everyone, families, kids, adults, to come and have fun and create, sculpt, take a piece of the Play-Doh and make it something special. We have like performers and artists everywhere. It is definitely, and that happens as well all over the Sunday. It's a very family friendly. We like to say it's from 7 to 77 with jam-packed program of cool things for everyone.
It is, yeah. There's such an abundance of things on offer for this, just because, you know, there's going to be so many things and, like, a lot of people are going to be wanting to get involved. Are these ticketed events? Are these, like, going to be free events as far as, like, are their availability is limited?
Yes. So a lot of the workshops, many of the workshops, when you're going to work with the artist, are ticketed. They are also very intimate workshops. It's no more than 25 people. Some of the activities happening in the museums, most of them are entirely free. So the Sip and Stargaze, which is about learning about astronomy and stuff, it's already sold out at the moment, but we are opening a waiting list. But there will be guided tours. There's lots of things that are free. And obviously, walking around the festival, enjoying all the atmosphere and the Prado Garden and the cinema and the performance of the artist around is entirely free.
Oh, that's amazing. For this, you also mentioned at the top of the show, but if people want to figure out what's on offer, if they want to find a program, or even for the Sip and the Gaze, if that's a waiting list, where can people find more information about Mopoc Festival?
Look, everything is on our website now, mopocsydney.com.au. There's a program page where you can select everything that is happening across the 24 hours. And there's an access with the experience. You can see all the ticketed, all the free experiences. There are a lot of free experiences, but you still need to book some tickets, such as the cinema and stuff like that. So really, I invite people to go on mopocsydney.com.au, have a good look at the website, look at all the activities happening around the weekend, and make sure for everything that is ticketed to book your tickets sooner than later.
Awesome. And that's mopocsydney.com.au. We're going to also have some information on the 2SER website about that. Just lastly, Vincent, before I let you go, what are you excited for? What are you most keen to get involved with at the festival?
Look, I'm definitely extremely excited. I think for me, it's more around the fact that we are gathering over 100 artists to come and perform like for free for people. And for Sydney, to keep Sydney alive over 24 hours is something extremely special. And I can't wait to see people enjoying and connecting with art and artists. And that's really what excites me the most about Mopoc is that new thing for Sydney that I believe Sydney needed.
It's so true. Yeah, Sydney's, really blooming. It's like a wonderful 24-hour city. And Mopoc is a perfect example of everything that's going to be on offer. And like all the culture and all the wonderful people that contribute to Sydney's culture. Yeah, they're all going to be on display.
Exactly. All the amazing artists we have locally and that are going to be able to showcase their art over the weekend.
Well, that's fantastic, and that is going to be over the 4th and the 5th of February, just reminding all of us listening. Vincent, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Dan.
No worries. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
And that was Vincent Hernandez talking to us about the Mopoc Festival that is going to be on over the 4th and the 5th of February in Sydney. Be sure to check out mopocsydney.com.au to catch that ticketing info or the 2SER website. You know, people say Sydney has no culture. Dom Perrottet is saying we have the Opera House and the beaches. But hey, I think you forgot to mention we got the Mopoc Festival as well. It's going to be showing an abundance of the culture and the art and the ideas that are brimming in this fine city we are living in.